This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to BXB Bronx Baseball, the podcast. C-Mac and K-Mac on this Tuesday, heading into the Washington Nationals series with the news of Peraza coming back and Everson Pereira making his debut. Let the kids play. They're calling the kids up. Yippee! How you doing, Chris?
Good. I'm good. I guess I'm good. Feeling all right. It's all right. We gotta just chillax, man. It's over now. That Red Sox series was an embarrassment. Even the optimistics, like myself, are now fully in. Bring up the kids. The organization is now telling you it's about next year. Which, unless these are two Aaron Judges they're calling up, I'm still concerned about next year. So we'll see. But I was there Saturday. Took the kids.
I saw.
And I was in the playground by the fourth inning. And, not really caring what was going on. I showed the kids the Pepsi Lounge. We went and played in the playground. Didn't even really see much of the game on Saturday. That's where we're at, against the Red Sox with Cole on the mound in a must-win series. I was in the playground. So that's where we are.
Yeah, and that's all the way on the third level.
Yep.
Once you go up there, you might as well stay for a little while.
That's it. We stayed up there. I watched some of the game from up there. I saw Judge's home run from up there, and that's it. And then Sunday plays out the way Sunday plays out, where even when, I don't want to say fight and claw, because, I don't know if they deserve those terms, but at least they showed you something offensively. Nothing goes well for them. I knew the minute Allen's ball didn't go out, that when it's that close, I'm like, they're not going to score now. Like, that's just –
I knew how it goes. 15 minutes after they reviewed IKF being out at – I'm like, they're not winning this game.
I know. they can't – they're not good enough to overcome it. They have to catch every break in those games to win. Otherwise, they can't win. It's just – eight games getting swept by the Red Sox. This is just it's officially over. Even the right organization's waving the flag now with the kids coming up, which
rock bottom again.
Yeah, I know. It's pointless to say
that. Worst season ever, 1992, 1995.
Yep.
What I'll say is this.
Yeah, good.
Like, we grew up on the Red Sox rivalry. It was a thing. And, going into this year, I heard a lot of people saying, it's got no juice. Well, it definitely doesn't have any juice now. It doesn't mean anything to the Yankees now. Look what they beat the Red Sox one time this year. They got swept in Fenway. They just got swept in Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
There's no pride. There's no fight. There's no like not even being pissed off or the Red Sox celebrated in the visiting clubhouse after the game as if they won the World Series. That was their World Series.
And I'm too dejected to even be pissed off about it. Like, normally,
for them. Yeah,
that would piss me off. I'd be like, you got some nerve. How many times have the Red Sox finished in last place, in over the last 5 or 6 years? They're in last place every other year. That's all the things I'd be saying. But I'm too dejected to even get pissed off. Enjoy it. Celebrate it. I don't know even what else to say. It's just – and they beat them in every single way. We get beat by the middle of their lineup. Obviously, they can't get Devers out. We get beat by the bottom of the lineup with home runs. We get beat in close games. We get beat in blowouts. They hit our best pitchers. They demolish our worst. Like, in every single way you can win a game, the Red Sox have absolutely dominated the Yankees this season. And I didn't see it coming. Obviously, at this point, I didn't expect them to win the series. But, coming into the year, I thought clearly the Red Sox were going to be the worst team in the division. I thought the Yankees would have an opportunity to win a lot of games against the Red Sox, and instead they've gotten flat-out embarrassed. Pitchers who aren't, you know, again, at all the names we talked about of starting pitching who've shut down the Yankees, the Red Sox know, you know, as much as any other team with starting pitching who, you know, is probably their weakness, I suppose. And it's still guys come in, throw six shutout innings, six no-hit innings. Like, it's just embarrassing. It's really tough. And now you go into this game and this series against the Nats, and even now I still have no faith or any kind of – I mean, Gray is a good young pitcher with good stuff who I can't imagine they've seen him before. So
here comes Carlos Rodon off the IL.
Here comes Rodon, yeah.
You expect him to be any different than what we've seen? I don't.
No. But, I mean, I guess that's the thing now. Do we just – because, like, you look across town, you look what the Mets are doing. I still – you know, I know that's the conversation now, and I'll probably even have it tonight at 2 a.m., especially if they beat the Braves again. Can the Mets, you know, rally and make this interesting? Maybe. But I don't think they're good enough to make the postseason. But it's past that now. It's about giving faith. And I just listened to Boone's interview and watched Boone's interview with Talking Yanks today, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I watched that.
And – yeah, yeah. And they were talking about the 2016 team after the trade deadline. They trade away, obviously, Andrew Miller. They trade away Chapman. They trade away Beltran. And we were supposed to have kind of a start of a retooling, if not rebuilding. And they have that big year. But it starts with the finish of 16. Sanchez comes up and hits all those home runs. They play well down the stretch. And Didi Gregorius is talking about, well, we thought we could win because we had a good finish to the year. That's really what it's about now. It's about showing pride. It's about some of these kids stepping up, and it's about maybe answering some questions about core guys. At least you could feel good about. Like, I know it seems pointless, but I want to see DJ LeMahieu play well down the stretch just to get an idea that maybe he's not completely washed, because I can't imagine next year without him. I'd like to see Stanton get hot for the last month and help win some games. I still understand he's an albatross to the roster. They're better off if they could move on, but I just don't see how that's possible. So I'd rather have some kind of inkling that it's still in there. I'd like to see some pride in this team. Like, the Mets are winning some games. They're giving their team a hope. They're playing well. The core, Lindor, Alonso, Nimmo, like the guys who you know they're rocking with for the next 3-4 years minimum, are playing well. Like, I need something. I need something to show me that there's some pride in this team. And as much as we can clamor about it not being Boone's fault, and I'm still the first one to shout that if anybody asks me personally, you can't lose 8 in a row, you can't get swept by the Red Sox, and you can't have a dead team the last month of the season as a manager if you want to keep your job. So it's not necessarily his fault, but something's got to change. They have to show some life. They have to be inspired in some way, and hopefully the young kids will do it. But we'll see what happens against the Nats. We're past the point of caring about this season, but it's not past the point of caring about Yankee baseball. And it's got to change here in the next little bit.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
No, we're going to watch every game. We're going to look for little things. Yeah. Boone spoke to the fact that, oh, this game will reveal your character. And when I heard him say that, I'm like, okay, they're looking at individual players and seeing who has pride, who has compete. I gave Anthony Volpe a nod on the radio last night. I'm like, out of all the negative things I can say about this team, he competes. The kid does not care about the circumstances, does not care about the score, does not care about the record, how many games back they are. He's coming to the ballpark to compete and win and get better and try to add to his rookie season. And, you know, Judge, I think, always has competitive at-bats and has a good approach. But, I mean, even he had a down game on Sunday getting rung up. I just feel like, you know, obviously the umps are – they're terrible. It is what it is. The low strike call on Judge is standard. But I feel like with the team in dire need – and Judge being the guy, the focal guy that everybody expects to put the bat to the ball and do the scoring, when you're not getting walked, you got to be fighting those pitches off. And I don't know. I spoke about his whole Jordan campaign this week. I know that marketing stuff and business like that, it's all set up outside of like, okay, they thought about the Red Sox series, I bet, when they said they're going to launch Judge's Jordan campaign with the ad with the one ring, which was the Jordan ring next to Michael Jordan's 6 championship rings, which I don't understand how somebody in his camp didn't say, hey, this is not a good look right now. But also, they thought it was a good look because whenever they looked at the calendar, they said the Yankees will be home. They'll be facing the arch rival Red Sox. The game will be on Apple TV Plus Friday. It'll be on the Yes app Saturday. It'll be on Amazon Prime Sunday. So let's break out these new pink cleats in honor of Judge's bubblegum chewing routine that he does in the game. And it gave me Clint Frazier vibes. It's very much look at me and look at my cleats. Yeah. And it detracts from like, hey, you're the captain and this is the worst season for the Yankees in a long time. And it's not about that right now. Let's see. Is Judge really the guy? Can we count on Judge moving forward, given his injury history? You have no choice.
Yeah.
And we know Judge. I just said he's got a great approach. He has competitive at-bats. He's sinking a little bit with the ship as well. And like I said, the whole Jordan, now I'm launching my Jordan brand. The timing of it, I think, like, just sucks. But I don't think he got to choose that. And I don't know. I'm not down on Judge. He's still out there. Even though they say there's no surgery option on his toe and there's no further damage that you can do, he's hobbled. He's not 100%. No. So I'm not out on Judge and his injury history. I think he'll be – it is what it is. He plays hard, but he'll be fine.